This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Draining the swamp. We now have confirmation that Arizona Senator Jeff Flake will not run again in 2018. He's out. And on his way out, of course, he dissed President Trump and had a lot of nasty things to say about Trump. Gee, we've never heard that before. Why don't you be original, Senator Flake? So now we have Flake leaving, which is great. Now, if we just get McCain out of there, too, then Arizona might have a chance to contribute to the liberty of this nation rather than its downfall. John McCain has become one of the most horrendous members of the Republican establishment. I'm absolutely horrendous, if not just an outright traitor to this nation based on some of the decisions that he has made to sabotage the Make America Great Again efforts being pursued by President Trump, you know, tax reform, healthcare reform, and so on. McCain, now this is why suddenly the left-wing media loves McCain, because he's opposing Trump, and that makes McCain their friend for the moment. They love him for the moment, but that won't last long. Of course, when McCain ran for president, he was vilified and bashed and lied about and smeared by the same media that's now celebrating him, which just goes to show you how fake the media actually is. But now you see, Senator Flake, on the way out, he was a big part of the swamp. He and other senators like Senator Corker, who was a sellout, an absolute sellout, who actually enabled Obama to engage in money laundering to Iran, by the way, which will be used to build nuclear weapons that will destabilize the Middle East and threaten Israel with nuclear attack, which is, of course, very high on Obama's wish list, you know, because he's a traitor as well. All these traitors need to go. And I think I reflect the mindset of a great many real Americans when I say that any of you establishment Republicans who are part of the swamp, you should resign or announce that you refuse to run again. You should get out of the race, because we're going to replace you. We're going to make you obsolete, because you do not have America's values. You are not part of making this country great again. You have nothing to offer. And we're coming for your seat. We're coming for your Senate seat. When I say we, I mean we the people, the real America, real people who are part of this Trump effort to drain the swamp, build a wall, lock her up. You know, let's get those three things done on top of some common sense tax reform. And let's pursue these criminal investigations of all these Clinton officials or Obama officials, including Clinton, who are part of the Uranium One scandal. You talk about a massive money laundering criminal scheme, selling out influence. Wow. Corruption, deep state. That whole thing involves James Comey, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch, the Russians. An actual Russian conspiracy took place in America. And no, it doesn't involve a mere $100,000 of Facebook ads. It involves $145 million given to the Clinton Foundation. All these people need to be investigated, indicted, and then after a fair trial, of course, imprisoned if that is the result, if they're found guilty for their crimes or their treason. Maybe some of them will turn and testify against the others. I mean, you talk about a massive criminal cartel. And here's the thing. The Republican establishment is just as treasonous as the Democrat establishment. If they are establishment politicians, they're traitors at this point, because they've been allowing the selling out of America. They have been destroying America with not just uranium supplies to Russia, but destroying the culture, going along with the Obama left-wing radical agenda to destroy America's culture, to destroy its economy, to get more and more Americans on food stamps and call that compassion when it's actually trapping people in a system of government dependence. These establishment Republicans are absolute traitors to this country and its original founding fathers and founding documents, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. John McCain is a globalist. John McCain needs to follow Jeff Flake on the way out. He needs to be put out of office through an election if he won't go voluntarily on his own. But he won't go. He's got nothing left in life but to sit there and just screw up Donald Trump's policies. That is now John McCain's entire mission, is to sabotage America. And this guy with a massive tumor in his head, a brain cancer tumor, has been turned into a saboteur to destroy America and to prevent Trump from achieving anything good for the people. John McCain, who claims to represent the people of Arizona, is stabbing them in the back over and over again, psycho-like. You know, just stabbed him. That's John McCain today. What a disgrace to this country, an absolute disgrace. And I support veterans. I honor his military service from the past, but he's become a changed man, and he violates what he fought for, and he is hated by today's active duty soldiers and veterans all across America. Nearly every veteran you talk to will agree with me on this point, that John McCain is a traitor. He is a pathetic, shameful embarrassment to the uniform. And he needs to get out of the Senate. He needs to be replaced as quickly as possible. That's how we drain the swamp. We got to get these corrupt, institutionalized old geezers out of Congress, out of the Senate, especially. The Senate has become a cesspool of corruption and geezerville. These people have to go. Get them out. We need some new thinkers in there, some fresh minds, some people who get the fact that the future of our world is not a future of globalist control and Clinton scandals and fake news media, but the future is a future rooted in liberty and truth in independent media, real journalism being restored in America. That's what the future is for our country, if we're just willing to stand up and fight for it. So let's keep draining the swamp. And along those lines, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, what is wrong with her brain? You know, John McCain has brain cancer. And Nancy Pelosi has suffered some serious damage of some kind. You really have to wonder. All these liberals are trying to invoke the 25th Amendment to say that Donald Trump is not mentally fit to serve as president, right? You've seen that all over the media. And that's nonsense, but it is true that Nancy Pelosi needs to be evaluated. I don't think she remembers who she is half the time. She wakes up, looks in the mirror, is like, who is that? How is this person voting on legislation that impacts us all? You ever hear her speak recently? She's flipping all her words around. She sounds like an old senile dementia patient in a nursing home. She probably needs to be in a nursing or some kind of medical care facility. I bet she's taking Alzheimer's drugs. I bet she can't remember who she is. Her brain is gone, man. Why is she making decisions for our country? It's insane that these people, they just stick around forever in Congress until their brains go and they can't even think it straight anymore, but they still have power and they still screw up this country. This is why we need term limits in the Senate. You serve two terms, you're out of there. You got to make room for somebody else, somebody who's not senile. These people, they hate America. They hate progress, real progress. They hate the voters. They hate the Electoral College. They hate the Constitution. These people are not even Americans. I'm talking about people like Nancy Pelosi and John McCain at this point, and Jeff Flake for that matter. They all need to go. So remember that next time you vote. Vote the bastards out. Vote against the media. Vote for new ideas. Vote for new people to come in and take over those seats from the old geezers and dementia patients and senile people there who they probably can't count fingers on their own hand without losing track because their brains are so far gone. These people have no business running a country unless they want to run it into the ground, which is exactly what's happening. Learn more at naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. Those are a couple of my websites. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this. I'm frustrated like you are. We deserve better. We Americans deserve a better future, but we're going to have to rip these people out of office at the voting booth. We're going to have to just rip them out of Congress with their fingers clutching their desks. You know, we're going to have to yank them out of there through the democratic process in order to save this country. That has become clear. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.